Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. As I mentioned right before the break, there's a bill making its way through Sacramento that would take a lot of the local control of where cell sites are sited away from local government. And needless to say, cities aren't too happy about that. But what would be the potential benefits of streamlining and standardizing the process from city to city? With us is Cal Innovate's chief evangelist, as he calls himself, Kish Rajan. Thank you so much, Kish, for joining us.
Hey, Larry, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what is the argument for limiting how much cities can charge for cell sites being on public buildings and from having local control and public hearings about the siting of these locations?
Yeah, sure. Look, our position is California, it's imperative that we maintain and build upon our global advantage in innovation and technology, right? For our economy, for the quality of life in our communities, it's critical. For that to happen, we have to stay at the forefront of deploying the most modern, powerful communications networks possible. To get there, you have to have statewide consistency and predictability around the permitting process. That's what SB 649 would do. It's not about removing local control. We can talk about that more. The bill actually intends to preserve that local authority, that appropriate local authority. The bill does that, but it balances that against creating a statewide consistent process that will encourage the kind of investment we need to have the communications networks that we require.
So if a city wanted to make all of its public buildings off limits to wireless sites, would it be able to do that?
There are lots of local control in businesses. They would have permits, encroachment permits, building permits. They will have local ordinances. There's compliance around health and safety requirements. Cities will have to strike lease agreements with the carriers that if they want to be able to occupy those public spaces. So there's lots of mechanisms that cities will retain appropriately to have that control over what happens in their community.
So what's different then versus now with the siting of cell sites than under this bill?
Yeah, that's the key. The key is that the state law, SB 649, will create statewide consistency parameters that then local governments will use as a basis of creating ordinances to make that happen. But in the course of those ordinances, they're going to have lots of ability to do the things that local governments want to do. You know, I was a city council member for 4 years. I know and I respect the importance of local design, local land use, making sure that we're adhering to public safety requirements. Those things are going to go in those ordinances, but the bill will create statewide consistency about how those ordinances take place so the industry knows and can predict what it's going to take to invest in those communities.
And why a $250 a year cap on each cell siting that a city could charge as opposed to, $1,000, $5,000. Why can't the city negotiate the terms?
Well, I think the key is to create an appropriate fee. And there was real discussion. I wasn't part of those specific discussions, Larry, but there was real discussion about what's an appropriate fee per site. So the cities are recouping costs associated with deploying and supporting the deployment of these infrastructure, but that it's not arbitrary and that it isn't so wildly disparate from one community to the next. You know, a key issue here is that consistency. So it isn't a hodgepodge from one city to the next, one county to the next. That's what can inhibit the deployment of these critical networks. We've got to get past those inhibitors and get the economic and community benefits that we need.
We're talking with Kish Rajan, who is chief evangelist for Cal Innovate's technology coalition, including telecom companies. Also with us, Yolo County Supervisor Don Saylor. Cities in his district include Davis, where UC Davis's campus is, City of Winters as well. Supervisor Saylor, thank you for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Good to be with you.
What are your concerns about what this would mean for the communities in your district?
Well, first of all, local governments across the state are opposed to this, from Kern County to Los Angeles County, Del Norte to Imperial, small and large, urban and rural across the spectrum. But local governments, we agree with Mr. Rajan's points about the need for it enhancing broadband access, especially to rural areas and to disadvantaged, underserved communities. This bill, though, doesn't do that. We don't see the problem. Just last month, in June, the Verizon Corporation in the city of Sacramento struck a partnership arrangement where Verizon's able to deploy 101 of these small cell towers at very low cost rates. They can have them in place for 10 years. And that technology is not even, this 5G technology is not even available yet. But in return, the city of Sacramento was able to assure, as a part of the partnership, that 27 parks in the city would have internet access, free Wi-Fi. In addition, Verizon agreed to have at least 5 internships with their company. So in other words, there's nothing really broken about the current system. In fact, the current system allows local governments a tool to enhance coverage. This bill does not require any expanded or enhanced service to California's disadvantaged or underserved neighborhoods and communities. In fact, there's language in the bill that expressly states that local governments cannot require that there be an added service provided as a part of the package. Again, this service has not been deployed. This bill removes a tool for local partnerships. In fact, what it is a public subsidy for billion-dollar companies, because it artificially sets rates that are far lower than the market rate for deployment on public facilities. And it's not just about aesthetics, because the bill would include stadiums and any public spaces that are defined as being in the right-of-way. It could include iconic water towers. It includes location of cell coverage, cell facilities on ornamental streetlights.
So in cities would have no ability to say no to that?
That's right.
You want to respond to that, Kish?
Well, I first want to back up and say that I think that Sacramento example with Verizon, I mean, look, that's a commendable thing. If that were the rule rather than the exception, maybe we wouldn't be in this circumstance. But I think that what we have to look at is what are the upsides here? I mean, I realize there's a lot of minutia that we could get into around permitting and around costs, and we have talked about that. But let's not lose sight about what the upside is here. You know, California is a global leader in an innovation economy. If we're going to create jobs, you know, and I know Don, what he's been able to accomplish in his part of the state. You know, take agriculture technology for a moment. That's something that's going to help revolutionize a legacy industry, change it, and create new jobs and economic opportunity in Don's part of the state, but all across California, Salinas Valley, Imperial County, here in LA. If we don't have broadband networks, mobile broadband networks that are proliferating across California, those investments are just not going to support this kind of economic growth.
What's to keep that from happening, though, as things currently are? Because cities have a motivation to get 5G technology to their residents and to their businesses. So aren't cities going to negotiate in a way that's going to allow the siting of the towers?
You just haven't seen, you know, since, and you know, I've worked in the mobile phone industry, or I did for a lot of years from the very beginning. And when you have this hodgepodge experience from one city to the next, different rules, different timetables, different costs, different requirements, what it does is it creates an unpredictable market for investment. So individual cities may be motivated, but they're motivated to look what's happening inside of their city limits. And what I'm here to say is the economy doesn't stop at the city boundaries. It doesn't stop at county boundaries. We can't organize ourselves in a way that inhibits the kind of economic growth that we need.
Let me share some more comments. These come from Artesia Mayor Ali, who says, I'm opposed to the bill because it defies the main purpose of local government. Outside companies can come into residential areas without permission of local government, and land use is sacred for local government to make those decisions. And Anna Maria Bell says, I'm vice mayor of our city. The bill makes drastic changes to the law and doesn't give us opportunities to negotiate. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. My thanks to Kish Rajan, thank you so much, from Cal Innovates, and Don Saylor, Yolo County Supervisor.